As part of his state budget vetoes, Governor Doyle crossed out a proposed half-cent sales tax increase in Milwaukee County that supporters said was dedicated to local transit. That upset some local officials, so Doyle has promised to work with Milwaukee leaders on a possible compromise. Yesterday, about a dozen bus drivers who are members of the Amalgamated Transit Union showed up at a Doyle news conference in Milwaukee to quiz the governor about his new plan. Doyle says his proposal will have two key standards.
One is, I want to make sure that money is going exactly for transit and that it isn't going for other things. I want to make sure that it is part of a regional transit system, that we don't just put more money into essentially the system that exists, but if we're going to have a major expansion here, that it's going to be done on a regional basis.
Doyle says his plan will be ready within the next couple of weeks. After yesterday's event, Lamar Amos Sikora of the Transit Union said he isn't satisfied with the governor's remarks. He says the Milwaukee bus system needs help now.
We run into a crossroads. We literally need money like yesterday. We're facing 33% cuts and we're caught in the crossfire, a political battle.
Amos Sikora says Racine and Kenosha counties are afraid of a regional sales tax hike, but he says Milwaukee voters gave thumbs up to the increase last fall. So he says Milwaukee should start the Regional Transit Authority and let the other counties join after they're more comfortable with the idea. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.